A popular question in the Russian paper is what was the purpose of Stolypin's land reforms? It's very important to mention in this question that Stolypin's land reforms were brought in after the 1905 revolution. Stolypin was appointed Prime Minister in 1906, and his job was to bolster Tsardom. In other words, he was given the role by Nicholas of ensuring that the Tsardom could survive without making too many changes to the way Russia was run. So Stolypin famously said that, first he would suppress, then he would reform. And these reforms, the land reforms, were part of this package of suppression and reform, of trying to bolster Tsardom through carrot and stick, if you like. What were the land reforms then? Well, the land reforms included the ending of redemption payments, the setting up of a land bank, and the land bank is important because this would give loans to peasants to encourage them to buy their land and to consolidate their holdings. Land in many farms in Russia at the time operated a system called strip farming, and a peasant would have small strips of land. Some of the strips would be separated by great distances. And so the aim of this reform was to encourage peasants to consolidate their land, to buy strips of their neighbours, to make larger farms, more modern farms. As well as that, farmers were encouraged to buy machinery to modernise, and also they were encouraged to go to new areas of previously uncultivated land. And obviously this would increase the amount of land available for cultivation in Russia. So the hope was that these new peasants, these kulaks, would leave their mir, which is their local village commune. They would become self-sufficient. They would become, if you like, capitalist farmers. And because they're standing on their own two feet, and because they own their own land and that they're responsible for their own production, that these people would become very conservative in their outlook. They would be less inclined to join revolutionary movements, and they'd be more inclined to support the continuity of the Tsar. So that was one side of it. The other side, obviously, as well, is that if the land reforms could encourage peasants to produce more grain, and that if more land was available for cultivation, then Russia would produce more food. More food would then reach the cities, which would mean that food prices would come down for workers. Workers would be fed and would be happy, and there would be less riots. Because a lot of the riots in 1905, remember, and many of the reason why workers marched to the Winter Palace with Father Gapin in January 1905 was because they were hungry. So the aims of Stolypin's land reforms are basically to bolster Tsardom, to prop up the Tsarist system by creating a class of conservative peasants, but also to bolster Tsardom by ensuring that enough food was being produced in Russia to feed the cities.